It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time, order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. So it was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning sign, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Your friends can only handle so much fear. They have a breaking point when adrenaline takes over, and they're not just afraid, they're petrified. Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion will push you to the limits of fear. Come select nights through October 28th for night rides, demented creatures, and terror you've never felt before. Fear is waiting for you.
Save up to $30 on tickets at kingsdominion.com.
Liquid Gamer.
You know, I really do love the new opening for my season. I do. You haven't even heard it because you don't even listen.
I don't.
You don't listen. You know what? Like, we talked before I pressed record, and that we usually get 295. We get 295 hits a day, right? So we're looking at 200, we'll say 3-7, because we have some off days. So we get about 2,500 hits a week, right?
Okay.
Which is, equal to 10,000 a month. And I have yet to break 300 in one day. And it's like, what's wrong? Like, is it the topic or is it... Like, what am I missing? But honestly, if you would listen and you would share it, we would probably break that 300.
Yeah, but
you're
now,
the one.
If I get into it now, your data would get skewed because you'll say, "Is this would be like Dante boosting era?" Like, would you be consistency? Like,
Yeah, you never sharing it or ever talking about it.
Because like we could do a topic I like and then I boost it and then we like hit like 20,000 in one week, and it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Is it because of the content, or is it because of Dante? So let's be fair now.
All right, we'll be fair. We'll keep it the way it is. You not talking about the show like it doesn't even exist.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Liquid. My name is Ryan.
And I am Dante.
Kong. So, Dante what?
Kong,
yes. We still do that.
Yes.
Don't forget we have October 22nd. We're doing the fan... What do you want to call it? Fan service. Call it fan service.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. It's just fan day.
Fan day.
Yeah.
Fan day 2016, October 22nd. We will be reading all of your positive and negative messengers messenger messages that you send us on Facebook. So make sure to do that, just so I have something to talk about. We're just going to be a really short episode.
That's fine.
We've actually got a little bit of complaints that the shows are too short.
Interesting.
Since we started this new single title stuff.
Okay, yeah, well.
And it's not
there's only so much you can do with when you focus on one title. I guess we could drag it out.
I don't want to drag it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel bad because, you know, I'm sure there's plenty for us to talk about, yeah. Right?
And that's great that people want to hear us more.
Yeah, instead of like half-hour shows. Because we're kind of, that's what it's been lately, yeah. Half-hours. So I do apologize for the shows being a little short. I will promise you, even if there's no content, that Fan Day 2016 will be a good old long episode talking about everything from the year of gaming that we've had.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go on a tangent. We'll just talk and talk and talk. You want to come over a little earlier, maybe, just so we can really have a giant, you know, 90-minute episode.
This kind of feels like, and it hasn't even happened yet, like when you watch a sitcom and like they have that episode where it's an episode, but they keep reflecting like the little...
No, I don't do that.
That's what it sounds like. Like, hey, do you remember when you got half a point on trivia?
Yeah. And then we'll go back to the audio of you getting half a point, which is one of my favorite audio clips. I will have to have that ready for the Fan Day.
I don't know why I did that to myself. I'm to blame for that. Okay.
So, Fan Day 2016, October 22nd, send us a message on Facebook Messenger, and I will read it on the air. It can be nice or not. It's okay. We don't mind. I do, but I'm just going to pretend that I don't.
I'll laugh either way.
That's true. You have a little bit, you're a little bit more understanding, I guess, than me.
It's the Nintendo in me. If you had more Nintendo in you, you would be at peace.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I haven't been on Mario Maker since we did that episode.
I know you haven't.
You think I'm finally at, whatever, 10 stars or whatever? What do you need to get?
I would hope so. You need 10, yeah, to get...
Do you get more if you get more stars?
50 and 100. Yeah.
For all I know, I'll log in right now, I got 1,000 stars.
See, you're setting yourself up to be
angry. That's the problem. Yeah. So I'm not... you know what? Actually, for Fan Day 2016, we'll hook up the Wii over here again.
Okay.
And we'll check out. I won't even look at it, and I'm sure there'll be a 2-hour update. But
yeah. So October 22nd, we'll check and see where your status is. And
yeah. And if you want, you can play it now just to boost me.
It would have helped if you made, you know, 9 more levels or a few more levels to.
No. Just Liquid Gamer Podcast 1-1. That's the only one out there for everybody to enjoy. Hopefully they do, because none of my stuff on Disney Infinity is good anymore, they're shutting down the servers.
Yeah.
So people can't play my worlds there, but whatever.
Good riddance.
Good riddance. Thank you. I'm stuck with hundreds of dollars in merchandise. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on my side. So today we're going to be talking about Hitman 2016, which was released...
Was it released in 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joke.
Well, it releases every month. Published by Square Enix for Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. It was developed by IO Interactive. It is the 6th game in the Hitman series. So we're going to talk about that, but of course I'm going to get taken to the cleaners with trivia because, as always, I did not do enough research before doing a show.
And this first question is going to be a doozy for you.
Because I'm a normal person with 2 children. Anyway.
Number one.
Yes.
How many total Hitman games exist?
Didn't I just tell you that?
You did, and you were not correct.
What are you trying to do here? I just gave you a fact, and now you're counteracting that fact.
It's true that there's 6 console Hitman games, but how many total Hitman games exist, including this one?
So what are you trying to do here? Mobile or something?
Yeah.
There is no mobile, is there? We'll just take a stab in the dark. Good to know you're starting me out strong. 12?
9.
Well, let me just say that this is the 6th entry
yes.
in the Hitman series. series.
I particularly picked that one out just because so there's no way he knows about these side games.
Like what?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I looked at the list, but I don't know. Always good to start you off with a zero. Mm. Number two.
Thanks.
For the newest Hitman, this one of 2016, how many episodes are planned to be released?
Four.
Seven.
There's only four.
There's only four.
Yeah.
But they plan on releasing seven.
What are the cities?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
No idea.
Seven.
Seven.
That's my answer.
No. I take it you probably won't know this next one then.
Well, as far as release dates, there's four.
Yes.
But they're coming out with the retail version after four.
They are. It's Square Enix. Does this surprise you?
All right, go on. I'm sorry. And you know, it's funny. I've seen the chart of all the cities. There's definitely seven.
Number three.
Whatever, Dante.
After the seventh episode, this will close out the first season. How many seasons do they plan on doing?
Three.
That's true. That is correct.
That was a complete guess.
They do. They want to do three. And their whole idea for this, and this is, you may even get into it later, they wanted this Hitman game to feel like a TV show.
Hmm.
And so they want to have episodes and seasons, and then I guess 2 years from now, they'll release a box set for Hitman and charge you $90 for it, and then, I don't know.
Huh. So my season pass is only good for the first season.
I would think so.
But is that season four or seven? Am I good for four or seven? All right.
You're going to have to email Square about that.
Yeah, they'll get right back to me.
Number four. This one I think you'll know.
Okay.
What is the name of Agent 47's trainee / handler?
We'll go back to it.
Oh, interesting.
We'll go back to it.
Okay.
Because in my head,
I'll allow three names.
Like, it's funny. I know. I feel like I should know her name. Go on.
Number five.
Yes.
It's true or false question. Agent number 38 becomes playable by holding all the trigger buttons at the start up screen on the PS4.
What?
Huh? True or false, Ryan?
True or false?
Yeah.
False?
It's false.
Oh, okay.
I completely made it up.
Oh, okay. So I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought I might throw you for a loop on that one. Like, I better say true because, whatever. All right, so you got one, and you have one pending.
Well, no, it's just you want first and last, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
We'll see.
I'd be willing to give you a half, though.
Well, no, I'm like a letter. There's a letter I'm not 100% sure on.
Okay. So you have one out of five, or one out of four.
One. I got the false and I got the...
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, one out of... Yeah.
Go on.
All right. Number six. Name two locations that any of the episodes take place in.
Like the cities?
Mm-hmm.
Marrakesh
mm-hmm.
and Paris.
Okay.
The other one I don't even know how to pronounce.
Bangkok?
No, it's... maybe we'll get into it in this stuff.
Okay.
Starts with an S.
Now, this is where you're kind of going to start hating me, because I chose to pick some questions out of absolution.
I know. Okay, go on.
So number seven.
You do this every time. What do I got, two?
I really tried. Yeah, you have two.
Are these all absolution coming up?
Actually, not this one. The next three are. The last three are, but this next one not.
Okay.
This is where I'm kind of getting there. Number seven. The prologue mission serves as a prequel to the whole Hitman series in this game. In 2016. After that, the rest of the game is a sequel to which Hitman game?
Absolution.
Okay, good.
Do you want to know how many years? Is that a question?
I was going to say, I would give you some bonus if you...
Oh, yeah? Seven.
20.
Seven.
20.
Seven.
It's 20 years later.
Seven.
It's definitely 20. The
seven.
Producer even said so.
Seven.
Wait, are you saying... I'm saying from the prequel to not from the game to Absolution. Not from Absolution to this, but from the prequel to...
Oh, Absolution to this is seven.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I meant from the prequel to...
Yeah, okay. No bonus points. Okay. Don't worry about it. We were on different wavelengths.
I dropped the ball on that one. That's okay. Please don't send any hate mail about me dropping the ball.
Or you can, and we'll read it on October 22nd.
Number 8. This is all absolution now.
Well, let's go back to the one that I put off.
Okay, yes. Agent 47's trainer slash handler.
So, we're going to say Diana Burnwood.
Mm-hmm.
It is Byrne, not Berm?
Burnwood.
Byrne. Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was Berm.
Oh, okay. And that's what we're
saying? That's the letter, the Byrne or Berm.
Okay. Yeah, Burnwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, what am I going
to do? So you knew it was Diana, you just didn't know the last name.
Well, I knew the last name, but I didn't know the letter.
Okay.
Okay. I feel a little bit better. So what am I at, though? So I had the...
I believe you...
Diana, I had the last one. I had the true-false. Mm-hmm. And I had the cities.
Yes.
So I'm at 4.
You're at 4.
Going into absolution questions. Yes. Great.
Which one of them you know you already know. Anyway, number 8. In which Hitman game does Kanan Lynch make a cameo appearance?
Absolution?
Is that your final answer?
I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I'm guessing you never did that then.
Absolution, there were some aspects to the game that, coming from like Hitman 2 and, you know, the original, you know, that kind of player, it felt a little super powery. Mm. there were some issues.
Not down there at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Played it, but.
Number 9. In a sniper mission in Absolution, there is a very tall building in the background with two antennas that can be seen as you start. Zooming in on the building reveals a man standing on the extending ledge, shooting him, causing him to fall, and an eagle screech. What is this a reference to?
Assassin's Creed.
Yes. Really easy ones I gave you here, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, it's not based off the topic.
But I was hoping that you would be like 0 for 8, and then I would have some bones.
Yeah.
And the last one, which I know you know... After making it to the landmine testing zone in the Death Factory, it's possible to enter one of the fake houses on the left-hand side of the room, and inside the room, a pig is standing inside a crate eating from a bowl. Shooting the pig makes an exclamation mark and a noise appear. What is this a reference to?
What the podcast was named after, mm-hmm. which is Metal Gear.
Yes.
Solid. Take it 8 or 7?
7.
Yeah. 7?
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty good, actually. It's better than 7 years after, which is... Yeah. Which is
yes.
The 9th game, apparently. So this game is considered episodic. They don't like calling it episodic. They like calling it... if you ask somebody from Square or IO, they'll say that it is a platform game.
Huh?
Meaning that... I know, isn't that funny? I was like, bad choice of words. But that's officially what it's a platform game, because it's, you know, there's layers to that's what they're calling it. That is their fit. Even though I'll call it episodic and you call it episodic and the rest of the world calls it episodic, they call it platform, which could be taken a different way, especially from people that know video games, that platform means something completely different, but they don't play those games, I guess.
Okay.
That other city was Sapienza.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So right now, Paris, Sapienza, and Marrakesh are the currently released episodes. And then, of course, the training episode, which is actually, I liked just as much as the city episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about it. So you watched me play out there for a little bit, right?
I did.
What were your thoughts?
Looks interesting. I made a comment that I felt like the NPCs were very generic looking, even more so than most games look today.
Well, actually, it's comparable to Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed gets away with it because they put people in hoods and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. It almost felt like they were HD versions of PS2 NPCs.
Hmm.
Like, just their clothes were not very...
They're not original, yeah.
They're
stiff.
They're very stiff. they don't really seem to react to you or anything going on. It didn't look like, at least in a sense, because you push people and they like.
Right. Each level has about 300.
Yeah.
NPCs.
Yeah, I did read that.
So you're looking at a pretty big world. If you compare it to Absolution, the maps are 6 times the size of Absolution's biggest map. Mm-hmm. So scale-wise, it's a big game. Not to mention that some of the NPCs are prevalent to unlocking different ways to get to the targets.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, almost in a way like Watch Dogs, how they have so much complexity to each NPC, which, you know, I mean, that causes a lot of data.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And you are restricted when creating things like this, so I can see why maybe they skimped and gave, you know, 100 of the 300 plaid shirts.
which, being honest, I would much rather prefer diversity in the NPCs than being 4K resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was something that just stood out to me, because when I think of games from Square Enix, they're usually marvelous looking games. Like when you think of Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts, even some of the games that they just published, like Tomb Raider and Batman, everything is very fluid and looks like very appealing to the eye. And I guess it just kind of caught me off guard that was something that stood out as quote unquote ugly.
Okay.
So. Eh. But otherwise, from what I was watching you play, I really like the concept of having multiple ways to accomplish what you need to do, which is something that I feel like Assassin's Creed always lacked up until Unity, which even in Unity was not that expounded on in terms of having, like you said, it takes a long time just to finish a mission just because there's so many ways to do it and things involved. So that definitely is intriguing and appealing, and gave me reason to, you know, think about maybe trying an episode or two. I'm sorry, a platform or two, since they're not episodic.
So I kind of want to go over what I did kind of in each city, just to give you some understanding as to how I took the approach into killing these people. Mm-hmm. So besides the training mission, we're not going to go over that. In Paris, the location was awesome. So it's a fashion show.
Spoiler alert, I guess, by the way.
Why?
Because if you're going to tell people how you're doing it.
But they can do it a completely different way.
Yeah, but they might want to do it your way.
That's fine. It worked.
Yeah.
So you're targeted to kill 2 people, which is actually very common. Victor Novikov and Dalia Margolis. And one of the most fun things about... they try to be lighthearted with it, right? So there's all these posters for this model. And, you know, you're given the instruction that it might be a good idea to pose as this model. And I snuck in. I think it was actually a black tie event, so I didn't really have to sneak in. But once I got in there, I found out that the supermodel... his helicopter was landing. So I snuck to the back. I got myself a security officer uniform, which is relatively easy. And I switched places with him. And there's just this really funny moment where you're walking down the runway as Agent 47 in full makeup, right, as this supermodel. And there's actually, here's a screenshot. And it's just, I don't know, there's something comical about it, but, I mean, I also rigged the entire light structure above to collapse. So as soon as my hit came out, you know, I got off stage, blended into the crowd, and dropped the entire light fixture.
That sounds like something you would do.
It caused a huge ruckus. Yeah. It actually caused the other hit to go into the safe house, which is actually very common. But if you know where the safe house is, you can actually plant... plastic explosives in each safe house, so when they get there.
Okay.
So Paris was fun. The easiest. But I mean, I can see maybe it's a progressive thing.
Yeah.
The second one was Sapienza, which was... I forget the guy's name, but that's me not doing my research. But I remember I posed as a flower delivery guy. I delivered the flowers to the butler, who gave them to the hit, because he gives flowers on his mother's grave. So I actually hid in a clever dumpster by the gravesite.
Such a low blow.
Yeah, you put down the flowers. I decided, I didn't know which way to do it. You could just, there's a lot of ways to kill him. Even to a point where, you know, he's practicing golf the entire gameplay. You can actually put a golf ball that's explosive into his bag. And if you wait around long enough, poo! But I decided to be classy. So I attacked him at his mother's gravesite.
Yeah.
I dumped the body in a wood chipper and turned it on.
Well, at least you didn't put him in his mother's own grave.
No, no, no. I couldn't get it open.
Okay.
I'm sure that would have been an option. I did leave the flowers, which I thought was a nice...
You're insane. This game is unhealthy for you.
I put him in a wood chipper.
Because it allows you to, like...
I put him in a wood chipper. That's not healthy. It's not.
This is like your Fallout 3 moment when you, like, decided to, like, nuke... the town, and you watched it and you enjoyed it. Like, what's wrong with you?
Sapienza, actually, even though I couldn't pronounce it or remember it, was probably my favorite, just because there's a lot of things you can walk around the city. The other hit is actually in the secret lab, which is underneath the house where I put the guy in the wood chipper, and they're, you know, doing chemical weapons tests, and I had to be very covert. And I actually had to make the entire facility go into almost like a lockdown because I mixed a bunch of chemicals together that shouldn't be, which got the person that needed to... Because I think I needed to actually get this... I needed to destroy the lab. I don't even know if it was a particular hit, but I had to destroy the lab. And that was... I actually took out the lab and escaped on a boat plane. That was my escape. Because you always had to escape after you beat a level. Which could, you know, it actually can become very stressful.
Right, yeah.
But I remember, yeah, that was the city, and then I took a boat plane right off the dock of it, and that was the end of that one. So, with A Gilded Cage, I did beat it, but I'm still playing it because the newest one isn't out yet.
Right.
And I'm trying to find better ways of beating this level. It takes place during a city, you know, Marrakesh, in a time of revolt, a lot of rebel activity. So it's my job to get into the embassy and take out this guy. The way that I did it the best, even though they really try to push you to be the camera guy of this reporter, I just snuck in as an army official. Once I got in, I became... a security guard of that place. So I had to take out one of those guys. Then I had to wait for the masseuse to take a smoke break. Took him out, became the masseuse. Gave my hit a massage. I let him talk. I let him get out his feelings. He was having a rough day.
I bet you did.
He was having a really rough day.
How long did you let this go on?
And then he said, ah, it feels good. And then I snapped his neck. Left the body there. I didn't really have any concern. Because it was, you know, the room was locked. Nobody wanted to disturb somebody so important during a massage. And I feel like with the other hit, I, even though she was hard to get to, I think it was a woman, I just kind of... I razor wire is probably the most personal. I tend to use that a lot. I do drown a lot of people in toilets. I don't use plastic explosives very often. I don't use a sniper rifle very often. I try to keep it very familiar.
Hands-on.
I want them to know that I'm killing them. I don't want them to just be doing their thing. Except with the masseuse. I mean, he had to have some idea.
How Joker.
In the middle of snapping the neck, he had to have some kind of idea that something was wrong. But anyway, I definitely play the game, like you said, very hands-on. Very hands-on. And I think that's the best way to go about it.
Okay. They sound right up your alley.
Yeah?
Like...
I did do a drop a chandelier once. You know, the whole point of the game is to replay it and kill him different ways.
Yeah, right.
So I did do... I waited for one of the hits to come out for a phone call into the lobby, and I dropped a chandelier on his head. But unfortunately, I did take out his assistant. I don't like doing that. I don't like... unless I'm doing like a plastic explosive, I don't like taking out innocents. So I do try to, I mean, you know, I'm very precise with my hits, which I think that's part of the right way to play.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose points when you take out friendlies and things like that. But I mean, you know, to me, Hitman has always been a big part of my gaming life.
Really?
Hitman, Hitman 2, Absolution I did play all the way through. I appreciated the story elements, but there were some things that made it a little bit easier, I think, than I'd like.
Uh-huh.
A lot more shooting than I was used to, because I prefer to blend in, stay back. With Hitman and Hitman 2, I guess those were pretty gun-heavy. Hitman 2, I felt like I sniped the entire thing. Because there was a certain... there's been certain achievements and things throughout the game, like... I think it was Absolution. And you had to snipe the hit. But in order to get the achievement, you had to go through two windows.
Wow.
Yeah. And I did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, they set it up for you to be able to do it.
Yeah.
It's had to be patient. It just... I mean, everybody kind of cycles and does things all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this guy constantly went to this alley where me across the street, it was through two warehouse windows, you know? So the game gives you... What?
Did you feel good about it?
I did. Unfortunately, with this newer game, I feel like I use rat poison way too much. Rat poison causes whoever drinks it to go to the restroom and vomit. And that's a perfect time to... drown them in a toilet.
Good.
I know, it's rough. It is a little rough. But I feel like that's kind of... and I always run out of rat poison. But anyway, with the new game, you can make hits. So you can actually go through the game and select NPCs to be the hits of your version of that level.
Mm-hmm.
I did one... What did I name it? It was like Kiss the Cook or something. And you had to kill the chef, a sous chef, and his other sous chef.
Wow. Okay.
And I think
the
it was
kitchen.
Yeah, I think it was Kiss the Cook. And you had to do it like in... Well, I did it in a sous chef uniform, and it was with a kitchen knife. It was very personal. Mm. But I guess it's a fun element, but it doesn't add to the lasting of the game. Like, they wanted it to, in my opinion. So they're like, oh, people can make their own hits. And I'm like, I did have this one where you had to kill the mime. I forget what I called that one. They all have fun little names I make. But I had to kill the mime. And you had to do the whole thing. You had to kill him and then escape. You know, I guess it's fun.
Yeah.
But it feels kind of gimmicky. Not really necessary. When I play a Hitman game, I expect to move on.
Right.
With this episodic adventure, I wasn't able to move on ever. You know, I'm just like, all right, I'll see this game in a month.
Right.
And I guess I could, I mean, like, they have different, you know, achievements, I guess you could say. And they try to release new hits every week officially from Square and IO.
Okay,
it's like, hey, try to get this person. It's like, I've already been here. I've been here for a month.
Right.
Yeah. I have been in Marrakesh for a month. I don't want to, why am I taking out this random person?
That's why I thought it was kind of a... you know, even though I like the uniqueness of the way they're going about this, it does seem like you have a lacking of replayability.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's multiple ways to go through it, like you said, how many times am I going to want to do this?
Right.
And
you can, I mean, you can set it up, like, after you beat a level, you can have different starting positions, different disguises, different... weapons hidden throughout different drop points. I mean, you know, they tried.
Right.
And I'm sure that's great for a completionist like you, somebody who...
You know what? That's something I wouldn't want to...
No?
No.
Well, most completionists would love it because it gives you different opportunities to make it a better kill. In the list of ways to kill people, I mean, it tells you every single way that they would like you to try to kill this person.
Yeah.
And it's like, geez... I do not have time to do, like, these 80 different ways to take out a target.
Mm-hmm.
And with two targets per thing, right. It's like, I do not have 160 plays of this same level.
Yeah.
The maps are too big for me to enjoy that, even if I start in the house, in the kitchen.
See, even though I'm a collector, if you will, I'm an experienced kind of guy. So, like, for example, when I played Heavy Rain, even though there's multiple ways
to oh, you were good with game, one?
Yeah, like, that's how I
went. Well, the killer's the killer, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Well, my killer got away and everybody died. At the very last, at the very end, I just completely dropped the ball in every way. But, like, I want my memory and experience to be that. I don't want to go back and say, I did everything.
Yeah.
I'm kind of that guy.
Okay.
So, in Hitman, like, if I was to complete a mission, like, I wanted to be that way. And I wanted to be, like...
that, because that was your way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was my way.
To yours.
Granted, a bunch
of... you do all of them.
Oof. Good for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people were the masseuse, you know, and all that, and were the model.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did it my way.
So, that encourages me not to do that.
Right. I guarantee you didn't sneak into the same way. Everybody's different, even though they might have they definitely have the same outcome with the hit.
Yeah.
But, I mean... I played it my way. I don't need to play it a way that you prefer, Square, or you prefer, Io.
Yeah.
You might want me to get them both in the bunker at the same time and pop some plastic explosive, but I did it my way and it had the same result. They were dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your way makes a lot of noise and I don't really feel like going through all that.
Well, I'm sure your chandelier made noise too.
Yeah, it was a running escape.
See, I see you more of a loud kind of killer.
You do?
I don't see you being the one who's
going
to walk up on me and put chlorophyll to me and take me somewhere. And
yeah,
and
then, that's the way I do it.
I see you, like, you know, putting something on my car and then blowing me up as I'm on my way to work.
Yeah. No,
and
no, I
will. Causing a big traffic on Corrine Avenue. Like, I feel like you're that guy.
Huh. Yeah. I appreciate that. I appreciate the compliment. But I do play these games very stealth. I am from a Metal Gear background as far as gaming. And I think that is probably the reason I do play Hitman so conservatively. I mean, there's plenty of missions. You know, I have played them all multiple times.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's plenty of missions where I just casually walk off the level and back to my vehicle. And that's because I played... stealth games throughout my life, and that's just the way I play Hitman.
Not totally related, but how is Hitman the movie compared to the series? Bad.
Well, no, I don't like video game movies.
Yeah.
You can't fit the same amount of content in a 40-hour, 50-hour game that you can in a 90-minute movie.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I can go into that, like, having all my previous knowledge of the video game and go in, like, I know more than everybody else in this theater, and I want to watch it, you know, progress live with real people. And then it's like, oh, they totally didn't appreciate the original story.
Yeah.
So everything I know is pointless, and you're giving me this new story that's apparently a love story, even though there was love in the games, it's not this kind of love. And there's all these, there's too many issues with Hitman movies, be it Hitman or Agent 47.
I imagine because the game is like freedom, the movie has to be linear and constricted. So
yeah,
it has to then turn into just any other action movie.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's pretty much The Machinist or any Jason Statham movie with a different actor playing a character from a game. I mean, in no way. Did it really? I mean, besides the outfit.
Is it at least Agent 47?
Yeah, it is. It is. Both times. Mm-hmm. Hitman and Agent 47.
Okay. Yeah?
So, no, I do not appreciate the movies. I don't know why. I mean, I don't feel like they do that a lot anymore, really.
No, but I feel like that time's coming.
Yeah?
There's a resurgence for video game movies.
Mm. Just so, like, Super Mario Bros.?
Just like Super. Yeah. I think it's about time just to at least say, like, okay, I don't know. Like, can they really make a movie worse than what that was? Even though I enjoy that movie, it's fun.
I love that movie.
But today, is it possible they could do something better than that?
They shouldn't.
I don't know. Give me a CGI Mario, like Pixel. Give me a Pixel-like movie with Mario.
Did you watch Pixel?
I watched Pixel.
Oh, you did?
I thought it was good.
It was fine. I don't know why everybody crapped on it.
I did go into it saying that movie's going to be stupid.
That's true. I went in with really, 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 really low hopes.
And most of it is because I feel like Adam Sandler's kind of fallen off. But yeah. I really
But honestly, the thing I liked the least about the movie was Peter Dinklage, who I love as an actor. I did not really care for his character performance.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But I thought it was fun. So give me something like that with Mario.
Well, Donkey Kong was in it.
Yeah.
And so you're named after?
You're right.
So you got that.
But I don't want him to be pixelated like that. I want him to be CGI. Because we love CGI in movies today, right?
Maybe. I feel like it's getting a little overdone.
I guess I'm not with that crowd. CGI doesn't bother me at all in movies.
Like what?
It doesn't bother me.
Like full CGI or like people with CGI or?
Yeah, you know how like, you know, like one that comes to mind, like Wolverine, like people are like, oh, look at his claws. They look terrible. Like they look fine to me.
Like, oh, I have no issue with that.
I don't care. Or, oh, that didn't, that was CGI. Like, okay. And like, do you really want somebody to jump from the building?
Well, Silver Samurai did look ridiculous in that movie. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, Hitman, I mean, I would definitely check it out. Probably, honestly, you might as well wait till the box set, but then I'm afraid everything will be VR gaming by then. But you, I mean, you think this would be a good VR type of game, but I think that would just encourage people to be killers.
They already think gamers doing that to us anyway, so.
It's not. It's not. In no way am I going to find myself in Marrakesh during a revolt. I'm never going to be in those situations, so why would it make me a killer? If anything, it increases my survival instinct.
There you go.
So, if I'm put in a situation, I feel like I can better handle myself because I know what an axe is capable
of. But what if someone offered you a job to go to Marrakesh and do this?
No. Like, why would I do that?
Times are hard, and I have done it in the game. I know what to do.
In no way will I. Okay. Yeah, there's not going to be 100 people in blue plaid shirts just standing around a light store.
Yeah, there's some plus and minus variations, but you'll get it.
Yeah. All right. So what'd I get? What'd I get? I got 7?
Sure. Yeah, you got 7.
Okay. So I got 4 in the last 7. What'd I get on Fallout? Pretty low. Pretty low, right?
Oh, Super Meat Boy?
No, Super Meat Boy I got...
Super Meat Boy, I think you got 4.
Yeah, I got 4. I got 7 on this one. What'd I get on the Fallout 4?
I don't remember.
Not very well. Probably 4, maybe? I don't know.
Let's just go with 2.
Okay, 2. So I'm on a good path. 247, you know?
I'll be sure to really turn it up on No Man's Sky.
And I'll make sure to turn up my research, Canada. And I will be very prepared next episode. I don't know what the topic is.
Don't feel bad because there's other countries that we were looking at that really like the show.
They listen. I don't know if they like it.
Well, I feel like if you're in those countries and you're continuing to listen to us, you must like it. But I feel like there's probably other things that's going on in your country that you should probably, you know. Like, I forget, who was our number one?
What?
Was it Lithuania that was our number one listener?
I mean, Dubai's high.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're in Dubai.
I have relatives in Dubai.
Okay, that's fine.
But so, I mean.
What I'm saying is, like, it's not like. I feel like America is the country that we spend the most time doing things we probably don't need to be doing.
Yeah, like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Dubai, thinking you probably have a lot of things you should probably are doing.
Right.
So if you didn't like our show, you wouldn't continue to listen to it.
No. You got other that's an argument. We'll find out on the Fan Day 2016 episode on October 22nd.
But we can't read anything from there.
Why? Most people that live there speak
American. No, I mean other countries. Like the other countries that listen
to. I Google Translate.
Yeah.
You can send me any language. Any language. I'll read it. I won't give away your last name. I'm just going to go first name and whatever message you send me on Facebook. So don't be worried that I'm going to, like, expose you to thousands of people. Don't
Unless
be nervous.
That's what you want.
Don't be nervous.
They can contribute to the Patreon, right?
But and honestly, the Patreon, I'm not going to even... You know, we're going to offer exclusive Patreon episodes, but only when I hit the goal, okay. Which I think is 100 people. And we got 2. And you know what? If it doesn't go anywhere, nobody's getting charged. Unless we release an episode, so nobody's getting charged anything. Patreon, I mean, it's I kind of put on the back burner just because we're not getting people there. Just like I'm putting Kickstarter on the back burner because I'm not really getting anybody there. You know, the last campaign was like 50 people. The next game, I mean, it's my last game. You know what I mean? Just because it's... I have more gray hair from trying to become something more than what I know I am.
You could be anything you want to be. Heist.
Yeah. Well, I prefer to just be a father and occasionally play video games and never do enough research to make people in Canada
what
happy.
What about a Kickstarter for the Liquid Gamer so that you could really expand on this and have so much time to do research?
Trust me, I would love for the Liquid Podcast to have a huge Kickstarter, but I'm done with Kickstarter. October 1st is the last one.
Okay.
The last one.
Maybe I'll pick up a USD.
That's fine.
Maybe.
Create a Kickstarter.
I'm not a Kickstarter kind of guy, but who knows? People make cat calendars on there, so I think I can probably get something going.
Yeah, I mean, you're completely creative. I just wish that you would channel that into something like me with the games.
Oh, I hate card games.
I've had 8 funded Kickstarters. You know what I mean?
They didn't need me.
No. You sure as H have never backed me. But anyway.
Well, I would have backed the one game.
I said I was going to quit talking about Kickstarter. I'm done talking about it. Okay? October 1st, I'll talk about it, but then I'm done talking
October
about
1st.
Then October 22nd, I'm going to talk about you guys listening and you gals listening. Actually, our listenership is 98% male, so you guys listening that send us a message on Facebook. You don't even have to like the Facebook page. I think we only got like 100 likes anyway. Just send me a message. Just send me a message. That's October 22nd, Fan Day 2016. Next episode, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it's got to be indie. It's got to be indie.
I think it should be No Man's
Sky. I know you want it to be No Man's Sky, but I would need more time. I can't play the game in a week and be like, oh, I know everything about it. I did my research.
God, that's what's so beautiful about it.
What?
There's not enough time that you would know everything about it anyway.
Then you just want to get me on the trivia.
You know what? Trivia would be...
hard.
Maybe impossible.
Right.
But I'm sure I could muster something up.
Maybe I'll do Never Alone. That's a cute game. I don't know. I gotta sit and think about it. I gotta ponder.
Shovel Knight.
That costs money, okay?
Shovel Knight?
Yeah. The funds are dry. Okay, Kickstarter's a wash, Patreon's a wash, Severance is a wash, we bought a new car, bad timing obviously for that, but we need to be able to fit the children into the car. My life is pretty rough right now, so don't be sending me negative Facebook messages. I'm still upset over that guy, it's been like 3 weeks. Alright, so anyway, I won't bring him up again. We won't bring him up again. We'll just
October 22nd.
Well, that's for everybody else besides him. Okay. Fan Day 2016. October 22nd. All right, cool. You can also shoot me something on Twitter. It won't be part of Fan Day. It's at the Liquid Gamer if you want to talk to me about some video games. Because I check it pretty often. I don't have a job. I mean, I'm just trying to do more than I can. But until next time, I don't know what game. I'm sorry. I would tease it, but I have no idea.
Get on the Facebook and encourage him to make it about No Man's Sky.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anybody does that.
That's what I need.
If not, we can postpone it.
If at least 5 people do it, you have to do it.
Well, maybe not next week, because that's not enough time. All right, cool. But yes, if 5 people post something about No Man's Sky, I will do an episode on it this season. Okay?
Right.
Which is going to cost me money, take food out of my children's mouths to buy this game. All right, I'm just kidding. So until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante Kong.
Good gaming.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for 2 screens. Terms apply.
Right now, join T-Mobile and get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included, so you can watch in more places than ever before on your phone, tablet, or TV. Plus, buy one Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits, so you and your family can binge your Netflix favorites on your new phones. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
Unlimited data on their network. Video streams at 480p. Small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds if you cancel. Balances due. Well-qualified customers. Full price. 720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.